Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
From the Jennifer and Ted Stanley Studios in Somerville, Massachusetts, this is Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. Government scientists predicted this would be a stormy year, and so far, they're right. There have been 9 named storms this season, and as we prepare this week's show, Hurricane Irene is bearing down on the U.S. Atlantic coast. We're just about midway through our hurricane season, and from now to the end of November, forecasters expect storms to pick up. So just how good are we at predicting hurricanes? Kerry Emanuel is professor of atmospheric science at MIT.
This season's been a little bit unusual. There's been more named storms than are normally the case for this time of year. But until Irene, none of them reached hurricane status. They remained tropical storms. So we've had a lot of weak systems, and Irene's the first bona fide hurricane.
Yeah, we hardly heard of Arlene and Brett and Cindy and Don.
Those are the good ones, the ones you don't hear about. The whole business of forecasting the change in the intensity of hurricanes is not very well developed, and we don't have very much skill at all in forecasting intensity change, by which I mean that a rational person's guess of what the intensity will do on average is about as good as a professional forecaster's. There's a little bit of skill in the seasonal prediction, but not very much. In other words, it's not a whole lot better than an educated guess.
Really? Because last year they were predicting a lot of storms. I think they pretty much nailed it. They were predicting like 23. And
there were quite a few storms, and none of them hit land, fortunately. And so this is a problem with that sort of prediction, is that what everyone really cares about, unless you're a ship owner, is a high category storm going to hit land. And yet what they forecast is not that. They forecast the total number of events in the Atlantic. So it's a little bit like looking for the keys under the lamp. It's what we can do. But it's not what's societally relevant.
So when you look at something like climate change, and you say the world's going to get warmer, the air is going to hold more humidity, can you look out 20 years and say we're going to have more storms, more severe, less severe?
Well, we've tried to do that. I mean, a lot of people in the profession have put their backs into that problem.
And their reputations on the line.
And their reputations. Now, the problem is that the main tool for forward projections is the climate model, global climate model. On the intensity side, there is at least some theory to guide us there. And the theory that has been developed puts an upper bound on how strong a hurricane can be in a given climate. That does go up, typically. And what the sort of consensus of my field is that, in general, the frequency of very intense hurricanes should go up in the climate. That's actually what you care about. And the reason you care about that is 80% of the damage, and at least in the United States, is done by the relatively rare Cat 3, Cat 4, Cat 5 storms, whereas most storms are Category 1 or 2 or just tropical storms.
So in a climate-changing world, you'd expect at least with some degree of certitude, that the intensity of the very big storms would get greater.
Yes, or to put it a little bit differently, the frequency of very intense storms would become larger. And we actually see some signs in hurricane data that this is happening.
Now, can tropical storms, hurricanes, affect climate?
Well, that's a very interesting and controversial topic, and it's a new one for my field. The answer is maybe. Oceanographers have known for more than 100 years that the large-scale overturning of the ocean, cold water sinking at the poles, flowing toward the equator, coming back up, which transports a great deal of heat from the tropics to the poles. Oceanographers for more than 100 years have looked for the source of that turbulence. There are papers all over literature. There are even papers, I kid you not, that suggest that swimming fish are the source of that turbulence. So you have this very strange idea that maybe fish cause the overturning of the ocean. But another candidate is hurricanes, because they do demonstrably, violently mix the upper ocean. So these are all very new ideas. There's no real agreement about them, but there's vigorous research going on. And I would be fairly confident in the next 10 years we'll know a lot more about it than we do now.
I'm surprised by what we don't know about hurricanes and tropical storms. I would have thought we'd be better.
Well, yes, I mean, we should be better than we are. And fortunately, a lot of young scientists have gotten interested in the problem, and I think we're getting better. You know, for many decades, it was sort of a backwater of atmospheric science. There weren't that many people studying the problem. There were a few. And it's become much more popular starting in the 1990s, almost in proportion to the ramp up of hurricane activity in the Atlantic itself.
Well, Professor Kerry Emanuel, thank you so very much.
You're quite welcome.
Kerry Emanuel is professor of atmospheric science at MIT.